Pea shooting, the act of blowing dried green peas through a straw or tube, is a big deal in the UK. In fact, England has hosted the World Pea Shooting Championships for the past 44 years. But interest in the sport is gearing up on this side of the pond. The first U.S. championship was held earlier this month in Roanoke, Virginia, and the verdant legumes flew. Beverly Amsler reports.
Downtown Roanoke's 16 West Marketplace is not usually the place locals go to learn a new sport. But on this Friday night, it is. To the sound of Hindi music coming from speakers on a stage promoting the Bollywood film industry, children and adults line up to learn the sport of pea shooting. But James Rosar from Roanoke, who's getting in a few practice rounds, has been shooting peas for decades. He says he probably started out 40 years ago with just a straw, and therein lies the sport's initial appeal. Most people have actually tried it before, perhaps without really knowing it.
I think that's the important part of this, is that it is very accessible. Well, I have a lot of happy memories of being driven around in my mother's car, where I was the passenger on the passenger side, and I'd be able to roll down the window and plink at signs. And Mom was willing to go along with that.
Blowing spit wads is fun, Rosar says, but pea shooting can make for some pretty serious competition. He takes some shots using a 12-inch brass tube purchased during his youth that he's now rigged with a homemade sight.
I have a clear plastic item that I'm using here as a sight. It's about, I guess, 3 inches wide by about 10 inches tall. And I just put, you know, like one goes to the optician, and to find out how wide your pupils are apart, they put little dots of marker on your lenses. And I'm doing much the same thing. I'm putting dots where I'm looking through it when I'm actually sighted in on the target.
He'll soon put his high-tech pea shooter to the test in the first ever U.S. National Pea Shooting Championship. But he cautions that a finely calibrated shooter can only take one so far. The ammunition consists of irregularly shaped whole dried peas.
It has a degree of coordination, and not only is it something that you can exert a lot of control over, but it's not entirely deterministic. There's a level at which it's just random peas that have, you know, uncertain shapes and sizes. So there's not only a degree of skill, but also a degree of chance.
Rain has forced competitors inside to an upstairs mezzanine that's used as a food court. Stairs on both sides of the room allows a constant stream of people to stop by for a look or to try their hand at the sport. Shoppers walk by. Some point, laugh, and continue on, while others stop and watch for a while. Peas fly everywhere, and the area is roped off so no one gets pelted with stray legumes. Contestants shoot at a 12-by-12-inch target made of wood. Dough made of flour and vegetable oil is applied to the target with a trowel. Concentric circles are scored into the surface. It's hung at a distance of 15 feet for adults and 10 feet for children. In the qualifying rounds, the shooter must get 30% of their peas within the large 10-inch circle. As the rounds progress, the targets narrow to 5 inches and then down to 2 inches.
Okay, hold your peas. 8 peas in lane 1.
Mike Burbridge from Vinton, Virginia is here with his daughter, and both try their hand at it, as well as their mouths. Mike's strategy is to cram all the peas in his mouth and shoot them one by one.
I've never done this before, so I'm just trying whatever I think works.
He confessed to being a class clown as a youngster.
Oh, yeah, spit wads, the whole gamut of childhood missiles.
They got as far as the quarterfinals before being eliminated. Like Mike and his daughter, most of the newbies use $3 blue plastic pea shooters, which look like heavy drinking straws. Using a laser sight, 65-year-old Ron Sachs from Roanoke gets 16 peas inside the 5-inch target within the allotted 60 seconds during the semifinals.
It's a culminated light, just goes straight out, and the line of the pea follows it pretty much. I don't know, it's a sight. It's just sort of rough in sight, and then I turn it off and just shoot by natural instincts. I'm trying to.
So what's your strategy going into the finals?
We try to remain calm, but I'm not.
In the final round, the crowd and number of competitors has dwindled. Bystanders cheer on their favorite contestants. There's a thrilling three-way triple overtime shootout in the 5 to 11 age category. 9-year-old Jackson Wills, who had shot his first pea that morning, comes out on top.
In the timed ones, I just pick up one, put in my mouth, shoot, pick up one, put in my mouth. In the not timed ones, I pick one up, try and take my time, but sometimes I just get really nervous and start going really fast.
In the adult category, James Rosar triumphs by placing 5 of his 25 peas inside the 2-inch circle.
I never shot with such jitters before. I was very excited.
Event co-producer Dan Wensley hopes that excitement continues beyond the community in the next year. Organizers plan to branch out with regional competitions throughout the year before holding the Nationals again next fall in Roanoke. Targets will be digitized for accuracy and to determine the speed of the pea.
The two kids that won today were shooting dried peas into a 2-inch circle from 10 feet away, and they hadn't shot peas before today. It is a sport that you can gain some skill in a very short period of time, and that's what we like about it. It's just fun.
For Only a Game, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.